It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, bees are facing trouble. We'll get the latest in colony collapse disorder and the chemicals that may be playing a part.
First, Department of Natural Resources Secretary Kathy Stepp said that new legislation on high-capacity wells would be helpful to settle some of the long-standing legal battles over the issue. Wisconsin legislators have been unable to come to a consensus on how high-capacity wells should be regulated.
The wells can pump more than 70 gallons of water a minute, and while they've been helpful to people in the agricultural sector, conservationists have been concerned about the environmental impact those wells are having. Dee Hall is the managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She's been covering water issues around the state. She joins us now. Dee, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
Well, Dee, what after these comments from the DNR secretary, what is the state of the art in how these high-capacity wells are regulated here in the state?
Well, it's been a source of contention over the several years what criteria the DNR should use to decide whether a new 100,000-gallon-a-day well can be installed. And back in May, the Attorney General issued an opinion saying that the DNR cannot use the fact that there are other wells in the area as a basis for denying a new well permit. And so that has sparked It has sparked both legislative attempts to solve it as well as lawsuits.
And that's the big point of contention. If they're not considering that, there's concerns that groundwater and surface water could be drawn away. Are we seeing that around the state? Are we seeing places where a lake or a river or a stream isn't what it used to be because of these wells?
Yes, we definitely are seeing that. About 3 years ago, we did a big project on groundwater with drawdowns, and we focused on the Central Sands part of Wisconsin, which is, per its name, its nickname, it's got a lot of very sandy soil, very, very high groundwater table, very close to the surface, and so that any amount of water that gets drawn down ends up... It can end up, anyway, lowering the levels of the surface water. So we have, I'm looking at it right now on our website, this ironic sign that says Long Lake, No Wake, and then it's basically surrounded by weeds, and in the distance you see a very shallow, weedy pond. And so there are lakes within the Central Sands area and the Little Plover River, which have seen significant drawdowns in the past several years.
And you've got a graphic, kind of a moving timeline on your website showing the growth in high-capacity water wells here in the state. They've been booming over the last bunch of decades, haven't they?
Yes, yeah. Since 1990, we went from about 2,500 high-capacity wells in the state to over 5,000, and that was as of 2012. We did the story in 2013. There are still hundreds more that have been approved in that time frame. And so, yes, it's definitely a growth, something that we're seeing a big growth in, and most of the growth is in agriculture.
Right. So it's mostly, what, larger-scale farms using these high-capacity wells?
Yeah, some examples are potato farms, for example, in the Central Sands area, because the water goes pretty quickly through the thin layer of soil and the sandy soil. It goes very quickly through that, and so there are times where farmers need to irrigate the crops. In addition, you've got a lot of concentrated animal feeding operations known as CAFOs, which are the large livestock operations, and they also use a lot of water and tend to have high-capacity wells as well.
Talking to Dee Hall with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism about water in Wisconsin, more specifically high-capacity water wells and how the state can and can't regulate them. So you mentioned that ruling from the Attorney General. This was last year, saying the DNR couldn't consider other wells, the presence of other wells, couldn't consider drawdown. And that stems, as I understand it, from a law that was passed, what, 4 or 5 years ago now?
Yes, yes. And so the debate, there's a couple different debates going on right now about high-capacity wells. There are several lawsuits that were consolidated into one lawsuit here in Dane County Circuit Court challenging nine different approvals of high-capacity wells, and that was filed by Clean Wisconsin. What they're arguing is that the state constitution requires the DNR and requires the state of Wisconsin to protect the groundwater resource, and that the legislature can't pass bills that would somehow supersede that, bills or laws. And so that's what they're arguing. On the other side, the argument is that the existing laws do not give DNR the legal authority to put additional restrictions on wells, including, you know, rejecting well permits requests just because of the drawdown of other wells.
I've heard the phrase public trust and the public trust doctrine. Is that what people are talking about with the state constitution saying there's an obligation to protect public resources like water that supersedes even actions of the legislature?
Right. And so what's interesting there, that is exactly what you're talking about, is the constitutional provision. What's interesting there is that the one interpretation, which I believe is the Attorney General's interpretation, is that it is the legislature that has the responsibility to protect the water resources in the way that it believes it should. And then there are others who are saying, no, it's the Department of Natural Resources that must do that. They issue the permits, and through their permitting process, they must, in their, you know, quote-unquote, protect the waters of the state.
So Kathy Stepp, DNR secretary, was talking, and it wasn't entirely clear what she was looking for, but she seemed to float the idea that it would help the DNR if the legislature really clarified whether or not high-capacity wells permitting should include drawdown. Is that something that she might be looking for?
Well, yes, because right now, for example, there have been several lawsuits, and the one I was just mentioning, it has drawn some very large interest groups. It was filed by Clean Wisconsin, but the Dairy Business Association, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the potato growers, the Midwest food processors are all trying to intervene in the case to get their points across. So essentially, DNR is somewhat in the middle of a pretty pitched battle over how these wells should be handled.
We've seen action in the legislature, some that's passed, some that hasn't, some that's hypothetical. It looks like it would do more to streamline applications for a lot of things, I think including high-capacity wells. What are you looking for in the legislature this year? What do you think we might see on an issue like this?
Well, the Senate Majority Leader, Scott Fitzgerald, has said this will be one of their priorities, is sorting out the conditions under which high-capacity wells should be approved. So I'm guessing we will see legislation. Usually when the majority leader says this will be one of our priorities, and you can expect a bill. Last year, I think, as you mentioned in the intro, the Assembly and the Senate were unable to come to final terms. Each House was considering some legislation, but the session ended, and they weren't able to come up with final, you know, wording that both houses could approve. And so I would fully expect there to be additional legislation this year if Scott Fitzgerald has made it a high priority.
I brought up a couple of groups that have an interest in this issue, environmentalists and conservationists on one hand, various business and agriculture interests. Have we seen things from local residents and fishing groups and things like that worried about drawdown?
Well, the biggest players in that regard are these lake districts. They have filed lawsuits. They've challenged permits based on the drawdown of their lakes. So these are districts that are, you know, that manage lakes. They do things like, you know, cleanups and things like that. And their members are generally people who live along the lake. And so what's happening in those cases are individuals might have bought, for example, a cabin on Long Lake, and when it was a lake, when you could water ski there, and when you could, you know, and when you could fish for large game fish, and now it's not good for either of those most of the time. And so those are some of the groups that you're seeing coming in, as these lake districts and the people who live along some of these small lakes and streams that are drying up.
As we wrap up, Dee, you mentioned there's likely legislative action coming. There's action going on in the courts. Do we have an idea of what's going to be the next shoe to drop? Who's going to do something first?
No, I would say, you know, the lawsuits that were consolidated in Dane County, they still haven't decided whether those groups will intervene. The judge has not decided that yet. And, you know, civil litigation can go on for quite a long time. So I couldn't predict either way and whether the Assembly and Senate can come to, you know, agreeable version of their bill. It's really hard to say. It is fair to say that this is a source of great debate, and it's very active right now. But what's going to happen next, I have no idea.
We'll leave it there for now and watch this with you in the future. Dee, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me.
That's Dee Hall. She's managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She joined us to talk about regulation of high-capacity water wells in Wisconsin after a DNR official said some legislation would help settle long-running legal battles.